Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Want My TDZ. Woo! That's courtesy of Frog Eggs, and also surfaced by Discord Zeitgang on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm Jack. That is Miles. What a time. Busta Rhymes.
What a time. We got to see Busta Rhymes be the most fun rap acts and then an anti-vaxxer, whatever he was.
That's right. He is an anti-vaxxer. He was also at the Chappelle Show.
Was he also stomping? I heard like that. It was like a celebrity stomp out.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Good when everybody can kind of get together.
And let
off some steam on a unhoused person. All right. Monday, May 9th. Mm-hmm. I'm Jack. You're Miles.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things that are trending. Hacked is trending.
Yep.
May
9th. Supposed to be Victory Day in Russia, where Putin was going to... They were like, I remember a lot of the talk around what was happening in Ukraine was like, they're going to fucking go hard to try and declare some kind of victory by May 9th. Clearly, from all the military observers and news reports, the Russian military does not seem capable of that at the moment. So, you know, he marched out, you know, the armed forces and shaken hands. And a lot of people thought that this was going to be the day he would potentially declare war because things were going so bad in order to, like, conscript more people into the military. But that didn't happen. And some of the news reports were saying that, like, state TV got actually hacked during it. So when people were, like, trying to tune in, for a brief moment, hackers allegedly had, like, images of the war in Ukraine and like a bunch of anti-war messages playing. Just a reminder, it's active everywhere you look on the planet at the moment.
Yeah. Man, Putin must be real steamed, you know, with this whole thing.
They say, yeah, the frustration is bad because nothing that at least he was told by like a group of probably sycophant like generals has happened. And now they're just in this terrible position. But I don't know. I think that's what makes a lot of people also weary and just sort of thinking like, well, what is someone who's what happens? What do you do out of desperation? Is that going to be an even more brutal escalation or not?
All right. Let's talk about the thing that we really want to talk about. That is Kendrick dropped a new video yesterday for a new song, The Heart Part 5.
Yeah.
This is like a pattern where before an album, he will drop a song called The Heart. Usually it's not on the album,
but it's like part of his creative process.
Yeah.
I would love it if this one was on the album because it's very fucking good. And the video is incredible.
Yeah. Deep faking, like, you know, it's a one shot. I mean, I'm sure there's some editing in there, but it's meant to look, or it could be just one take. But the video is fantastic from his, like, just sort of spoken word intro. And then suddenly, like, he goes from 0 to 60 so quick in the video, which is what's amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just sort of low energy Kendrick. And then, like, it's just out of nowhere. Like, he's back.
Like, the deep faking is cool, the way it interacts with, like, the lyrics. You know, some of the time it seems like he's rapping as the people who his face is turning into, like,
right.
the Nipsey section in particular. But his performance before, like, when it's just him kind of looking off and, like, delivering that first verse is, like, it almost made me just wish that was the whole thing because it's so fucking cool.
So, yeah, he's such a poet, you know? Yeah. And I think it's just so wild. Like, I'm loving, like, these younger drill artists. I love all kinds of, like, newer rap artists that are out. But then there's this something that you kind of come back to called, like, rap. Mm-hmm. You know, or, you know, like, I'm an old fucking head. So, yeah, I'm like, you know, like the real hip hop, bring the verses back, bring the artistry back. And he does it in such a way where, yeah, he's even talking and you're like locked in waiting to hear everything. So I'm very excited for this album. And again, if you haven't seen the album, I won't even spoil it for you. I mean, obviously, you've probably seen images where he's deep faking into, like, people like OJ, Will Smith, Kobe, Jussie Smollett, all kinds of people, Kanye. But yeah, this album's going to be, it's either going to be so good that we don't know what to do with it, or just so good. It's hard for me to think of an album being bad at this point. I have trouble envisioning.
He hasn't, done that yet. So,
no.
And then the last one he dropped won a Pulitzer.
So what's this one going to be? Like, he's like, they don't even make awards big enough for this shit anymore.
Man.
Do we send it on a golden disc into space?
I was listening to Damn over the weekend and also Frank Ocean Blonde. And like those two albums are so fucking great, man.
Yeah.
There I said it. Let the record show.
Woo. Okay.
I'm on this early.
R.I.P. your mentions. Kendrick Lamar is good. And you think Frank Ocean's Blonde?
Like, Frank Ocean was just trending Saturday morning on Twitter. And I was like, oh, do we have a new song? Maybe.
Yeah.
And it was, and I'm not disappointed. I'm not angry because people were just like enjoying his old work and it made me kind of want to go back and do the same. And I did. Anyways, Avatar is trending because they dropped the trailer for the second movie, Avatar, The Way of the Water.
Mm-hmm.
I think something like that.
The Way of Water, which I'm like, is that an Avatar, The Last Airbender spinoff film?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, it does feel
The Way of Water. I'm like, okay.
This appears to get its name from the fact that a lot of it takes place underwater. They're going into the water. They're using the fact that they can water better than their opponents.
Yeah. Wait, do they breathe do they breathe under the water, or do they need to? We don't know about that.
This made me ask that question and get excited that they can.
Oh, they can do it?
Get excited like about that possibility. If they can breathe underwater.
Is like, or because it's James Cameron, you know, he likes a dramatic drowning.
I mean, he almost dramatically drowned Ed Harris on the set of The Abyss.
Yeah. And many of the lost souls on the Titanic. That's what I'm seeing. It's like in my mind, because I was seeing a lot of things, like there was like that shot of them running from what looked like a capsizing ship or something, and water was like blowing through a hallway. I'm like, this is from Titanic, but just with the Navi in it. And then so I'm curious if he's that feels like you have a powerful scene where there's like a Navi, it's like, just leave me, I'll drown here.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, I don't know. It looks cool.
The bad guys are other Na'vi. It looks like they've like the humans have turned some of the Na'vi into traitors, which I think is not, I don't know. So like it seems like it's like a lot of blue Na'vi versus green Na'vi.
Right.
Which I think it helped that the bad guys in the first one were humans.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to see that. And also, is that Jake Sully with the dreadlocks in it?
We were trying to figure that out. And apparently, so what happened was that I was excited. I was about to start watching the trailer, and Miles said, "Here, let me put it on screen share for everyone so we can watch it together." It's a great call, Miles. And I guess you could see it all. I was getting like
that's the thing about
every
Zoom.
Fifth or
tenth they don't like you
frame.
Sharing. They don't like you sharing video with people. But yeah, there. I think it's that. Oh, I think people are speculating that it could be the son of Jake and Neytiri.
Ooh, okay. But like, yeah, also, so I didn't possible. See half of this trailer. Fair warning.
Well, that and wasn't even in it. Like, I had to Google to see. Like, I just searched Avatar. Why does that person have dreadlocks?
There you go. I think the most scathing critique I've heard was from super producer Brian, who said, "Oh man, this video game's going to be awesome," which does kind of look like a cool video game. Yeah,
great trailer for a video game. Movie? We'll see.
We will see. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And swastikas at Disney?
Yep.
I mean, that I feel like if there had been a swastika flag within a square mile of the front gates of Disney, you know, content aggregators would have willed this to be true and gotten the picture because yeah. That's as good a headline as you can get. Just Disney anywhere near a headline.
It's part of our new Indiana Jones reboot we're doing.
Right. Yeah. Epcot Germany just got real.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it. But yeah, there's more people protesting outside Disney in Orlando. And I guess some neo-Nazis are now joining the anti-grooming efforts because there was a video of just some dude straight up flying a Third Reich flag swastika just, you know, on his big old flagpole in front of the Disney World sign. So, yeah, really good coalition of shitbags outside of there who are just like,
hey, if gay people exist, that's grooming.
Yeah. And that was actually a clip we just played from the gates right. at Disney.
Yeah. So, I mean, not much of a huge news story, but just an observation. Many people are like, wow, this is that coalition is evolving rapidly.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a front page story trying to get to know them better on the front page of the New York Times.
Absolutely. And also, look, if people with swastikas are ever outside being like, boo, you're probably doing something good.
Yeah.
Just so you know, don't like that's all you would need to see to be like, okay, so we need to go all in on this shit then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If the junior Nazi kids showed up, yeah.
Yeah. Or are there people within corporations who are like reading the tea leaves and being like, hey, this is the way it's headed. Let's not alienate anyone here. You know,
hey, let's not step on our own dick here. Am I right? What?
Best bro corporate speak.
Thanks.
Nikola Jokic is your 2022 Kia NBA MVP. I think that's right. Kia?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Kia?
Most good chance it's Kia. Good for him. 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. Seems pretty well-deserved. The statistics people make a strong argument for him and watching him play. Pretty incredible. Yeah, we talk about Jokic on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties.
Yes.
Great passer. One of the great passers to ever play the game, and he's 7 foot tall.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's nice to see NBA Twitter either love this or hate this. But
what?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
It's controversial?
No, wait. What? Come on now. Like, yes, multiple things can be true. That doesn't mean Giannis is bad or Joel Embiid sucks.
Right.
They're all very good. But also, I'm supporting a team that doesn't have anybody in MVP contention. So I'm like, yeah, this is great. This is great. Don't worry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I also feel like the conversation around these awards is very toxic. It's never good.
No, it's mostly about why someone else is wrong.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, and that's, you know, part of debating something, but it feels like people get so focused. I'm like, let me tear down this one you think is good.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's shit that's, it's beautiful. I love this game.
Let's see. John Brown. John Brown's birthday.
Oh, yeah. The Meteor of the Civil War. Yeah. He is out here. It's his birthday. If you don't know about the abolitionist. Yeah, he's out here. John Brown is out here,
this
folks. If you didn't know.
He is on one today.
He is really. Look. It's his birthday week. You know how JB gets down.
it's not just a birthday for him.
No. But yeah, born May 9th, 1800, and died December 2nd, 1859, after the raid on Harper's Ferry, where he tried to, you know, start a slave rebellion because he was so disturbed at the institution of slavery. You know, he was always like, he was a very religious person, and he took the Constitution. The line that all men are created equal, he believed that applied to like to what that meant as words, all men, all people.
So he's a constitutional originalist.
Yeah, who declared war on the American government to stop slavery and killed people along the way on that path. But yeah,
I could definitely see like Kavanaugh or some Republican like tweeting out like, happy birthday, John Brown, you know, the original constitutional.
No fucking way.
Just to kill us a little bit, you know?
They're going to try and like give John Brown like a neocon makeover?
Probably.
Oh.
Well, they speaking of Kavanaugh.
What would you talk about? How would you talk about John Brown and be like, he was so against slavery, he was attacking a federal armory to try and arm people to fight back and bring down the institution of slavery.
Yeah.
He was a good Christian man.
Yeah.
Into some really weird stuff though.
Found ways to believe some pretty wild shit that nothing really surprises me at this point.
That's true. I mean, they got people saying Martin Luther King would be like, don't protest like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's one of their foundational beliefs.
Actually, yeah, what am I saying? So John Brown, neocon darling coming soon.
Yeah, yeah. Kavanaugh, speaking of Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
People were protesting at his house and the conservative, not happy.
Oh, no. And moderate Dems, too.
This is over the line.
Oh, my gosh. Sir. Do it civically. Please. That's the only way I can protect the status quo is if I frame your outrage as a negative. Because if I frame that as justified or morally righteous, then you might get too much momentum going trying to change the status quo. That's, man, fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't think any politicians, come to think of it, are going to be talking about John Brown this week much.
I think John Brown, who was literally screaming, we need to do something now. We got to do something yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, fine. If y'all do it, I'll go to Harper's Ferry on my own. They're like, all right, John, okay. All right, no.
But yeah, the thing they're objecting to, like nobody has car bombed him or anything, right? So they're objecting to the peaceful, civil
But there's a vigil outside of his home.
Mm.
And then people were like, the neighbors were like, yeah, some of us are involved with organizing this.
Right. People were like, think about his neighbors. I mean, they didn't ask for this. And like, people were like, actually, we are his neighbors, like, motherfucker.
I really fail to understand the logic they're trying to apply here. You're sitting in a position where you could, with your fucking wrist, say, fucking vaporize people's civil rights. And your decisions are going to reach people in their fucking bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
But people can't come outside, just the outside of your house, and let you know that they're expressed their displeasure with that. Come on now. How does that make sense?
There feels like there's a simmering, like, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be some like violent pushback from the state on these protests to come.
Yeah. I mean, so many things are up in the air. I mean, even to, you know, there's so much speculation even around the leak, you know, so many people. The rumors are that it was Jenny Thomas, allegedly. Clarence Thomas's wife is the one that leaked it because she was trying to put more pressure on Brett Kavanaugh to not cave and find his soul.
Mm.
So,
right.
That's an even darker dimension to this, too, where it's like, dude, no, it wasn't like the Democrats did that for midterms. Jenny Thomas was trying to make sure that Brett Kavanaugh stays in line and doesn't take away these people's rights because he was feeling a little shifty, apparently.
Like when you think about who would have leaked it, it has to have been either a Democrat who was like, look how awful their wording is, their logic is, or somebody who like didn't realize how awful their wording was, who was just like, yeah, that's right. Like, and people will agree with this.
Hard to know. But yeah, wow. Messiness abounds, and I'm sure they still haven't, they're not quite sure who the leaker was, and I bet if it was, I'd be curious if they would then say it was Jenny Thomas and therefore this needs to happen now. If it is, suddenly they're not going to give a fuck who leaked it.
Yeah. The fact that people are still talking about who leaked it, other than like a fun conspiracy theory that it was Jenny Thomas, because she's, you know,
she's got the CV for something like that, I feel.
Yeah,
like
she got the CV, and it's, you know, out of her mind and doing all sorts of wild things to try and overthrow the government, apparently. So that's an interesting theory, but like in terms of like actual procedural, like the second that the Supreme Court confirmed it was real, who the fuck cares? Like, other than it being, you know, this person who has been evidenced to be trying to overthrow the U.S. government, like, I don't care. I don't care.
But again, the leak, smokescreen, because they're curtailing people's rights. And remember that, like, it's not, oh, we need to find a way to, like, this, there's nothing civil about denying people their rights.
Right.
So, you know, with that comes people advocating for themselves and to then say, like, this is all wrong. Like, just shut up. And you're revealing what side you're on, or that you really, or at the very least, you really don't care what's happening, if that's your takeaway from all that.
New York Times has been, you know, we talk about it on tomorrow's episode a little more, but the mainstream media has been very interesting to follow in the aftermath of this. Just kind of on a path towards normalizing anti-choice people.
Yeah.
So tune in for that tomorrow, I guess. And finally, we just wanted to give you the advice, buy the dip, right? I mean, it's
buy the dip, y'all. Crypto had a little boo boo. Get in, man. Zeitcoin. I know some of y'all bought in. I see, I'm reading your DMs. I get it. Your kid can't get braces and stuff like that now because you're upside down on all the Zeitcoin you bought. I'm just saying, hodl, bro. Hold on for dear life, because we're all going to make it. Okay? We're all going to make it to our parents' houses and ask to live with them again.
It is, there's a lot of crashing, a lot of people holding on. It seems more and more like this whole thing operated the same way everything else does, where complex language and legality and technical information is used to conceal. It's never used to conceal something good, it doesn't seem like.
I mean, damn, that, if you, I like how on Gizmodo they said, if you bought $100 worth of crypto 6 months ago, here's what you'd have now. So they're like, you bought $100 worth of Bitcoin, you now have $50.65 worth of Bitcoin now. You bought $100 of Ethereum 6 months ago, you now have $51.74 of Ethereum. If you bought $100 of Cardano, now you've got 33.82.
Anyway. Oh, damn.
Oh, and if is you there, got, is you there got 100 any in Doge. The one that did go up is Terra Luna.
Yes.
You have $119. Look at you, you big whale. Buying up all of Christ's crypto like that, like it's nobody's business.
I'm too busy worrying about Elon Musk's personal safety to pay much attention to this stuff. But
because he said Russia's going to get him.
Yeah, yeah.
People, isn't that what he said? He's like, if something happens to me, it's Russia.
It was like, if I die mysteriously, or something like that. And it's because Russia, apparently, I don't know. Russia.
Oh, because he had a back and forth with the head of the space agency. Russia. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But he knows.
Whatever, Elon.
He knows how to. And the fact that it's being framed as like his mysterious death tweet. It's like, it's not mysterious, man. He had just tweeted like somebody kind of saying something threatening about him right before. And people are like, it could be a reference to that. Like, it's clearly a reference to that. You guys are just adding mystery because you know that headline gets more people to click.
Look, he's having a hard day, man. Doge is down.
That does suck. You know? All right, now I am a little worried about Elon. All right, well, I'm going to actually give him a call. But
it's just... I mean, in general, the we didn't even cover it last week, man. A ton of NFT things bottomed out. There was like a few crypto NFT projects that like professional athletes are getting involved in, and then like suddenly like everything became worthless. And they're like,
yeah.
I don't know what happened. Me and Bono Bobby dot crypto, we're gonna make everyone rich. I don't know what happened.
And it sucks because the people who are left holding the bag are never like the rich people who set up the whole thing in the first place.
They're holding a different bag.
Yeah.
They're holding a bag of all your fucking money.
They're holding a bag of all the,
yeah,
you know, other people's money. Anyways, that's going to do it for this Monday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Till then, be kind to each other. Be mm-hmm. kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Do something to support abortion rights. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Yeah. And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.